Hello, I'm Suzanne Hemmett of Collective Herd Coaching, empowering professionals and entrepreneurs with the wisdom of the collective herd. Sales training often teaches you that customers make their buying decisions based on their emotions and the value the product or service brings to them. So, as we work on clarifying our word-of-mouth marketing message, we want to make sure that we're promoting the benefits of our product or service, not just the features. So, what's the difference between benefits and features? Well, to understand the difference, think about a car. The features of the car are that it has a V6 engine, dual exhaust, front-wheel drive, a sunroof, and heated seats. The benefits of this car are that the V6 engine gives you the ability to pull out onto the highway without hesitation, the dual exhaust gives you better fuel efficiency and more power, and it sounds cool, front-wheel drive gives you better handling in snow and icy conditions, the sunroof gives you the open feel of a convertible without sacrificing the comfort and safety of a sedan, and heated seats are great for keeping you comfortable on long-distance trips or for warming you up on those cold Canadian winter mornings as you drive to work in the dark. Do you see the difference? Most business people, without thinking about it, talk in terms of features. What you need to do in formulating the message you want your networking partners to convey is put yourself in the customer's shoes. What are the benefits of the features of your product or service? How will it make the customer's life or business easier, more comfortable, more satisfying, or more profitable? And maybe most importantly, how can you shorten and simplify your message so that others can communicate these benefits more clearly and more surely? So this week, put yourself in the mind of your best customers. What problem did you solve for them? How did you make their life easier? Once you've identified that, you can use these answers to develop and clarify your word-of-mouth marketing message or infomercial. Thanks for listening, and to learn more about the Collective Herd, go to collectiveherd.com. That's collective, H-E-R-D.com. Until next time, this has been Suzanne Hemmett, bringing you the wisdom of the Collective Herd.